Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghnan Chakrabarty. Near the end of his immigration speech on Wednesday, Donald Trump invited a group of people onto the stage with him. They were family members of 10 people killed by immigrants who were in the country illegally.
I'm going to ask all of the angel moms to come join me on the stage right now. These are amazing women.
The group was mostly women, but not all, and they assembled behind the candidate, and Trump invited them to speak. Two of them, Maureen and Mike Maloney, are from Milford, Massachusetts.
My name is Maureen Maloney, and our son, Matthew Denise, was 23 years old when he was dragged a quarter of a mile to his death by an illegal alien, while horrified witnesses were banging on a truck trying to stop him.
If Donald Trump were president in 2011, our son Matthew Denise and other Americans would be alive today.
Well, earlier today, we spoke with Maureen and Mike Maloney at their home in Milford. And we talked about why they support Donald Trump and why they want to bring back the Secure Communities Initiative. That's a federal-state partnership where local law enforcement would be empowered to check the immigration status of anyone they arrest. But first, Maureen talked to us about her son.
You know, Matthew was a very outgoing, friendly man. Everybody in town knew him. He was loved by everybody. He had just graduated college in May of 2011, and he was killed in August.
Yeah, I see that he, when he graduated from Milford High School in 2006, he graduated with honors and was awarded the most dependable award from his classmates.
All his friends knew that if they had been out and they had drank, you know, they could call Matthew any time. And many times he went out and, you know, drove his friends home after they had been out and had drank too much.
So tell us what happened on August 20th, 2011.
So Matthew was in a residential area about 2 miles from our home, and he had the right of way. An illegal alien driving a pickup truck went through a stop sign. Matthew flew over the truck and landed on the windshield and then rolled off. Witnesses saw Matthew getting up out of the road, and the medical examiner testified in court that Matthew survived that impact with just abrasions and scratches. Then the driver of the truck fled the scene, and when he did, he ran over Matthew, and Matthew became lodged in the wheel well of the truck, and he was dragged a quarter of a mile to his death.
I can only imagine how much your life changed at that moment.
Absolutely.
The driver was intoxicated at the time.
He was drunk, yes. And he had his 5-year-old son in the truck with him, and yeah.
That person, that driver, Nicholas Guaman, I mean, had he had a previous criminal record in the United States?
He did have a criminal record. He had been charged with assault and battery on a police officer. He assaulted a fireman. He had a criminal record a couple pages long.
Now, he was never convicted. He never served jail time for those previous crimes. He was just given probation. And some folks point out that that was the problem, that if he had been convicted, that maybe he would have been deported, so that there were some just basic issues with the criminal justice system as it is.
We have the laws in place to deport people who break our laws. You know, that's why we're supporting Donald Trump, because I believe he will enforce our current laws.
Mm. Now, if I may ask, when did you first meet Donald Trump?
Last August.
Mm-hmm. And what did he tell you when you told him about your family's and Matthew's story?
You know, he gave me a very sincere, warm hug, and I recognized the pain in his eyes that you see in any parent's eyes when they hear our story. So he said he will build the wall, and he will enforce our laws, and he's sorry that he can't do anything to bring Matthew back, but he will do everything he can to prevent further Americans and those here legally from being killed.
Hmm. is the way that he has sometimes talked about immigration, has that concerned you? Because it's concerned a lot of other folks. You know, people saying that he is inciting xenophobia or racism. Have you had those concerns?
I haven't had those concerns. He is not a racist. I think those are just tags that people are using because they're afraid of his success and maybe afraid of him coming into political power and making changes that, you know, will impact a lot of maybe career politicians or others. I really believe he will be a very fair and just man.
I mean, one of the reasons why I ask is because when it comes to immigration and secure communities, back in 2011, Governor Deval Patrick then, one of the reasons why he said he didn't sign the Massachusetts Secure Communities Memorandum was that he was concerned it could lead to racial profiling and even, you know, perhaps keeping many legal immigrants from reporting crimes.
Well, I think there's a big stigma with the word immigrant. Immigrant does not apply to just Latinos and Hispanics. I don't think it'll lead to profiling. I just feel that when you're pulled over and the police run a background check on you, it should touch all the databases, not only of the Homeland Security, but also internationally, so that immediately we can tell if that person is wanted anywhere in the world, not just in the United States. So as far as the secure communities promoting racial profile, I just think that's, again, another excuse, you know, to avoid the subject and the problems we're facing right now with our current, I should say, really the lack of enforcement of immigration laws.
Well, when you were on stage with Donald Trump this week, just a couple of days ago, what was that like?
It was sad and it was empowering because... standing next to Mr. Trump and, you know, the other people in this campaign is they realize the problem and they embrace it and they embrace the fact that this is a big issue that really up until Mr. Trump began his campaign has been hidden and not brought to the attention of the public.
You know, Magda, I just want to point out one thing. First of all, our politicians are elected to serve us. You know, they're public servants. We've all elected and put them in the positions that they're in. And all deaths by illegal aliens are preventable because almost all of these people have come in contact with law enforcement at some point. And just being in the country is illegal. Working in the country and not paying taxes is illegal. So these people are breaking multiple laws just to survive in this country, and that does not include the ones that go on to commit violent crimes. So that's what people have to realize. If these people were deported with their first contact with law enforcement or Border Patrol, our children would be alive. Matthew would be alive. All these deaths are preventable. And that's the saddest part, is we do have the technology to enforce these laws, and they're just not being enforced.
Hmm. What made you decide that you wanted to speak out so publicly and be on that stage with Mr. Trump in Phoenix?
Well, I mean, we've been speaking out publicly for 5 years. It's just Donald Trump has given us a national platform. But it's twofold. I don't want Matthew's death to be in vain. And I don't want any other family members to suffer the pain and loss that we're suffering. You know, Matthew had dreams, too. And his dreams were destroyed that day, August 11th, 2011. So Americans have dreams, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just want to add on that. I think it's time to really put U.S. citizens, Americans first.
And I'm very in favor of immigrations, legal immigration. I don't know that we've ever spoke publicly about this before, but Mike was not born a U.S. citizen. My husband Mike was born in Germany. Mike was born here at 2 years old. So we are very in favor of legal immigration. It's just that you need to follow our laws. And if you want to come to the U.S., you need to follow the laws and assimilate. Follow our laws.
And by the way, I served in the military for 4 years, and I still had to go for my my naturalization, and I had to follow the process. I had to, you know, the same process that people come here to become legal U.S. Citizens. So even though I served 4 years in the U.S. Army, I had to go through the process.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious then what both of you think about this, because when the parents of Humayun Khan, Captain Khan, when his parents spoke at the Democratic National Convention, a lot of people heavily criticized them because they believed that they exploited their son's memory by speaking at the Democratic Convention. Did that concern worry you at all when you spoke alongside Mr. Trump in Phoenix?
You know, I'm probably not unbiased when it comes to the Khan family because we have the common thread that we both have lost our sons. However, if they spoke at the DNC and were coming from their heart, you know, that's all they can do. I took issue with how they attacked Donald Trump afterwards. I also don't agree with how Donald Trump handled the situation. You know, every family grieves differently, and so I don't think families can be judged based on the fact that they're speaking out and trying to make a difference versus those that are not speaking out and are just trying to move on with their lives as best they can. All our lives are shattered when we lose a child, and your life will never be the same again. And there really is no moving on. It's really just a matter of learning how to live without your child. So no grieving family should ever be judged on how they're dealing with their grief. So just have compassion for grieving families.
Yeah.
I want our laws enforced. I want to prevent others from being killed by illegal aliens. I was very proud to be there with Donald Trump, and I am supporting Donald Trump. But if Hillary Clinton invited me to speak at one of her rallies, I would be there 100%, even though I do not support anything with her. But just to get my message out, I would be there.
Well, Maureen and Mike Maloney of Milford, their son Matthew Denise was killed in 2011 by an unlicensed drunk driver who was in the country illegally. Maureen and Mike, thank you so much, so very much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.